I will tell you a very funny story because it started right here in Washington, D.C. The great Jack Boyle, who ran the cellar door in Georgetown, believed in me before anybody else years and years ago when I was a solo act.
That's awesome. There's a D.C. tie.
It's a breaking story, Jason.
Born in Mississippi in 1946, Jimmy Buffett cut his teeth in Nashville and New Orleans with Jerry Jeff Walker and Jim Croce mentoring his early singer-songwriter hits.
Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight.
After busking in Key West, Florida, he honed his signature style of tropical tunes.
When I wound up in Key West, Florida, which accelerated the process of writing about places that I liked, and all of a sudden you realize that that was in every culture and everybody needs those couple of days off. And I was lucky enough to kind of put my thumb on that pulse beat.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. You got heads to the left, heads to the right, and you're the only girl in town. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
His legions of fans were dubbed Parrot Heads, fueling a billion-dollar empire of drinks, restaurants, and resorts all named after his iconic hit, Margaritaville.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
I love the progression of the narrator taking responsibility. You know, it's, oh, it could have been my fault. Maybe it was my fault. It's my own damn fault. How'd that come to you?
Catholic Jesuit guilt.
Mea culpa. Mea culpa.
Remembering Jimmy Buffett, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.